Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay.
It's a healthy number. But it's not like the 650 we lost
yesterday
or the 900
Friday.
I think on Friday. So we want to get a little clarity here with Greg DiMarzio from Rockland Trust joining us here in the morning show. Greg, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
We're good. How worried should we be about the markets right now?
I would say, you know, everybody's going to be worried every day. So the, you know, the appropriate answer is always be worried. But I think based on what you saw yesterday was a confusing day, and I think it was one of those worry-filled days. It was one of those days where you step back and you look and you see the Fed chairman saying the taper might be accelerated, but interest rates are actually down, and some of it's on the back of this new variant. And you can easily step back as a long-term investor and say, wow, the short-term is certainly cloudy. This was a day where people were clearly confused.
Yeah, at the beginning of the show, we were talking a bit about this. And, you know, the assumption has always been, you know, somewhere down the road, the market will go up. I mean, over long term, we hear about the long term investors and all that stuff. You know, is that still the way that people think? Or we changed our thinking a bit on that?
In terms of the market, I think the positioning of the market over the long term is still higher. The question is, how much higher? We've had a big valuation expansion in the midst of COVID, and that's kind of underpinning what our expectations are for the future, because valuations have expanded to such a high level that at least should temper future returns to some degree.
So there's got to be a correction maybe even, I mean, dare I say, a bear market at some point.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously you can't ask when it's going to happen, because if you knew, wouldn't be talking to us.
No, you wouldn't.
You know, I always get back to this question before I talk about inflation and so on. Like, people are still nervous even entering a market, you know, when it's near all-time highs. But through Robinhood and everything else, it seems like we're back to retail investors sort of piling in. That makes me nervous.
Yeah, I could see your point. You know, one thing I will say, and I think your listeners might be interested in this, while we cannot predict when there will be a correction or a crash, we can say why there will be a correction of a crash, and they are two different things. A correction will occur when valuation is stretched, and corrections by definition are sharp, but they're smaller. A crash will occur when the earnings in the economy go lower, and there's nothing on the horizon right now that's pointing towards the earnings in the economy going lower, but therein lies why the concern yesterday is when people hear about a variant that could actually affect future economic earnings. But that's why there will be a crash or a correction, and there's just simply no sign of either just yet.
Well, let's take a trip. I remember this, calling on some clients in New York, and this was the late 90s. And, you know, there were companies that were just going crazy on stock value or the price, but there really wasn't much in the way of income. These were all on the come. That's not going on now, is it?
To some degree, it is going on, I think, within the electric vehicle space and some of the batteries. And there will always be that, sort of those future growth stories. But largely speaking, the U.S. stock market is at 21 times earnings. It normally is between 16 to 18 times earnings. So it's inflated, but not drastically such that there's no earnings underpinning these companies. And it's inflated by the amount that interest rates are lower. So it still seems somewhat fair to me.
So you said the word inflated.
Oh.
So let's make that the segue into inflation. How would You know, and we know Powell yesterday said you can take transitory out of the lexicon, right? So that some of this inflation is not transitory. I mean, could that be the catalyst that forced? I mean, stocks tend to go up still in an inflationary economy. It's just the value of those gains isn't as much. So what if we are in an extended inflationary phase?
I think you hit the nail on the head. The hard thing for investors is inflation seems bad, but yet when you talk to clients and they say they worry about inflation, the catch-22 is if you don't participate in inflation, you lose more. So you hit the nail on the head. As stock prices go up, but you're really not generating much more wealth because most of it's getting eaten away in terms of what you can consume. But the number one thing that's a loser in an inflationary environment is cash. So it's a real catch-22 for people. It's very hard for people to figure out what to do.
Just very quickly, but underneath this all the stuff we're seeing going on, are there like two or three factors that are coming into play here primarily?
Yeah, I think we're talking about them. I think inflation's first and foremost, and secondarily it's an effect on interest rates. And back to the prior point.
Back to Powell.
Back to Powell. And, you know, he's affecting those interest rates. But the level of interest rates will have an effect on the level of valuation in the stock market. So those factors are kind of very clear every day. Which way are they going? Which way are they pushing interest rates? And what's the effect on the valuation of the economy?
So if people have, because it seems like so many people out there have cash, have money, because whether they didn't spend a lot in the pandemic or what, I mean, people are buying, you know, digital images of monkeys for millions of dollars. I mean, like, we know what's going on. So if somebody listens to this and says, well, man, I may have too much cash at hand, but the stocks are so high, are there any pockets of value that are worth looking at in the market?
I would say, encouragingly, the answer is absolutely. There are several sectors and companies that have long-term recurring growth stories that are actually underappreciated in an inflationary environment. Healthcare, you know, for one. 5 years ago, if you asked me or you asked any investor, you'd say healthcare is the, you know, number one, you know, steady growth sector because of the demographics of the United States.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about it anymore. Everybody talks about energy prices and the effect of interest rates on financials. So you do find pockets of the economy where you say, in the midst of all this, and the stock market's at an all-time high, this sector's kind of been left behind. And there are other stories within other sectors that are kind of left behind in these discussions.
If you're looking at things, and just another word, another phrase that's been hot lately, and that, of course, is infrastructure and, you know, basically travel, transportation, things like that. Are there opportunities there?
Yes, but it could be late. And the reason I say that is the market's an anticipatory machine, and a lot of the stocks you will immediately go look at, as you said, the aggregates companies, they've all risen in anticipation of this infrastructure bill.
Okay.
And now actually as an investor you enter the hard point, which is we got to actually start doing work. And then we find out about delays and we find out about difficulties getting money.
Right.
So unfortunately it's a fast game on anticipatory news, and some of that could be priced into those stocks already.
Greg DiMarzio from Rockland Trust here joining us in the morning show. We got about a minute left, Greg, and we appreciate the time.
Yes.
What sort of calls did you get yesterday? Like, what are people saying to you?
Fortunately, we are long-term wealth investors, and we're sort of conditioned clients that way. So thankfully, we can say we didn't get a ton of calls. But you do get the nervous call of, is this it? And I think you guys touched on it earlier, that anticipation of the crash, of the correction.
Oh, yeah.
We've really trained people in the last 10 years to constantly be crash warriors. And so you do get people worried about what's going on, why, tell me why I shouldn't change what I'm doing. And you just have to kind of talk people back to thinking over the long run.
Well, the weird thing is, too, you know, and I've survived a couple of crashes now, including the 87. And you're kind of sitting there, and there it lost a quarter of its value. You know, now you lose 300, 400, 500 points. And granted, it's significant, but it's not nearly in perspective the same as it was, let's say, some of those other crashes.
Absolutely. You know, it all has to stay relative. And the other thing to point out to people when they lost 2% yesterday is to say you're still up 22%.
That's the point, yeah.
For the year in equities. So to your point, you're losing gains not quite yeah. as painful as losing principal.
Okay. Hey, it's great to have you on. Thanks for being on. Let's talk again.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.